Come, bitch. All right. Welcome to the Freaky Crew Podcast. And this motherfucker, if you ain't been listening and this is your first time listening, go back and listen to some other shit before you get on this shit. You get what I'm saying? I'm your host, the motherfucker that be talking shit. How many times did I say shit right there?
You're so gangsta.
Yeah. Shit, shiggity shit. I'm your host, Mind Freak Up in this motherfucker, with my co-host,
Tori Avano.
She's always gonna fucking laugh, I swear to God. And today we're sponsored by JulieLand.com, motherfucker. And we're joined by Mr. Avery over there laughing like a fucking creep.
I'm sorry.
And today's show.
I'm behind Tori. Right. Just watching her ass.
Exactly. Every time I laugh, my butt
twerked last week, and this motherfucker's still thinking about her twerking.
I got one hand on my mic and one hand on my mic.
But which one are you talking it to? Today we are coming from
my butthole.
Yes,
deep,
and it is dark.
Dark
in this bitch.
It's roomy.
Is this a fingernail?
It's warm.
It's warm
and dark.
Yeah, and moist. Yes. Like fucking. What did DJ Hoogie say? Moisture.
Smells like chicken. It smells like chicken.
I didn't have chicken last night.
Oh, what you have?
Rice and beans.
Getting kind of funky.
Don't worry.
It's okay. So today's episode is going to be revolved around
sex positions.
I'm not even going to start with me. We're going to start with you.
Okay. My favorite position.
What the fuck are we in? Third grade now?
My favorite position.
What the fuck is this?
It's missionary.
No. I like doggy. Doggy's good for me.
Did you see how she said that shit?
I like doggy.
You like
I like doggy.
You like your doggy? You like your doggy?
I love my doggy. I love doggy.
Why?
Great penetration for me, and then for the guy as well, but then, you know.
You don't have to look at the guy.
Yeah, I don't have to look at the guy.
Damn, who are you fucking?
Because when you do, it's like, oh, God, really?
No, yeah, like, plus I got the booty, so I know most guys love to see the booty, so that's why. It pleases me, and it pleases him at the same time, so.
You know.
I'm not stingy.
I thought your favorite position was the gold card.
What's that?
That's where the guy gives you his gold card.
And you swipe it with your ass.
And you go shopping.
No, that's like my second position.
Okay.
Do that after.
I like doggy too. And as a man, like you were saying, I think, doggy with a girl that got a nice ass. Because, you know, you don't be fucking somebody's tailbone. You're like.
Or just. And then just like, looking at their butthole the whole time.
Yeah, it's like you want to spread the cheeks. You know what I mean? So there's a.
You want jiggle, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like the ripple effect.
Yeah.
When you hit the ass and that shit is like...
Do-doom, do-doom, do-doom.
And then it gets to the... then it gets to the head and that...
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You're doing like the worm.
That shit is awesome. Then, you know, like me as a director, when I look at that shit and I slow that shit down and I see them ripples, I'm like... Man.
The good type of ripples.
Yeah. You don't want no shit that's like a... We want a fucking 8.5 magnitude type ripples. Not no fucking aftershock. Because, you know, them bitches be like... Brr, brr, brr. You like that? Bitch, don't talk to me while I'm hitting his ass.
Just cover your face. Yeah, I don't want to see your face.
That's the reason why I got you one doggy anyway. I don't have to see this shit. Now, let me ask you this. Since you like doggy, have you ever had a person put their foot on your head in doggy?
Yes, I have.
What did you think about that? How were they... feet? How were their toes?
Oh, it was good. It was actually for this past scene that I did for Maddie O'Reilly. It was the hardcore scene.
That bitch.
No, she's great. With Tommy Pistol. So.
Did he have nice manicured toes?
Yeah, it was fine. His feet didn't smell. It was great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what about like in your personal life?
My personal life? No.
Ain't nobody never gave you the foot?
No. Not yet.
Okay. You know, you got to kind of, that's not kind of like a doggy because you got to angle yourself.
Yeah.
You got to
like crouch a little bit.
Yeah. So. I think that shit is fucking awesome. I've never given a bitch the foot. I'm afraid that I might
crush a skull or something.
Those are trying to call me fat?
No.
Those are big feet.
You're too heavy. Fucking off
big
me.
Big foot.
No, I wear size 13. I think that it fits. I think that it's cool. Oh.
The myth is true.
Oh, that's
true. Big feet, big socks.
Right, there you go. Big soles.
Big shoes.
Right. I think that I like for it reverse with the ass on top of me. And if a chick knows how to fuck right, that ass, the way that shit hits my stomach, and it does the ripple too. My stomach don't do the. You calling me fat?
No, that's what you just said.
She keeps. I said the ass do the ripple. I didn't.
No,
say
and then you said when it hits my stomach. Rewind that shit. No, we can't rewind. You said when your stomach ripples as well.
I said when it ripples off my stomach. Hey man, this ain't fucking Ripley's Believe It or Not. You know what I'm saying? I'm the host of this motherfucking show.
I'm the co-host, so I have a say in it.
I know what the fuck I said.
Respect your elders.
So I made a mistake. So check this out.
Rewind.
So when the girl is on top of me, reverse motherfucker.
So like,
when
her is that reverse cowgirl?
Off, yeah.
When you're lying on your back and she's
And she's looking the opposite way, still ain't trying to see the bitch face. You know what I mean? And she's just bouncing that up and down. And I got an up curve, so she can't just be. You know, just bouncing. That shit hurt. So it's like, you know, be gentle. Like you did when you were twerking. You was like, meow, 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 meow. But I think that's one of my favorite positions.
What's your position you hate the most? When that director says, all right, pile driver.
Bitch, get on your neck.
Like, hey, you know, my favorite position is when you're doing my dishes.
Position turns you off?
Just doesn't work for you. Or you just... See. You love them all. You just love them.
Yeah, I have no problem with any
love
of them.
To suck.
Look, man, don't be pitching. Ain't no directors here but
no,
me.
No, I'm being serious. Like, I don't have no problem with any of them.
My name is Tori Vano. I do not complain on set. You can put me in any type of position. My anal rate is...
And you can reach me at OC Modeling. And
what is what is your least favorite position, dog? You got one.
My least favorite? I don't have one.
Spoon? Do you like spoon?
I love spooning.
Not in your personal life. I'm talking about on set.
On set as well. I'm being dead serious. Like, I have no problems with any of the positions.
I don't like the up and over. The reason why it's
you get balls in your face.
Right.
I got a question for the director.
What?
Is there a position when you're shooting that's a like? Is doggy a good position to shoot?
And if you love it,
do you go from top or do you go from below or both?
All around.
And
then, I like.
Is there a position that sucks to shoot? That's really.
I just said it.
What is it?
Up and over.
What is that? I don't know that one.
Like if the girl's on doggy and then the guy's like way over her, kind of right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Like more like.
Like if he's crouching on top of her, kind of like.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot bad. Of man ass. And you know what's funny? Yeah, and balls.
Have you ever like shot and the man ass just got a little too close?
I have a picture in my computer where actually, who was it? It was Phoenix Marie. Phoenix Marie was given a blowjob. She was doing the up and over. Oh, yeah. So I didn't mind it, but I'm in there. In there. All you see is her big ass legs and me in between like this with my camera. But up and over only because I feel bad for the guys. And as homo as this shit is going to sound, it's true. I got a long mic. So the thing is if they bump into my mic, it's right there in their ass.
And it's like ass sweat and everything.
Right. And then it's like,
I'm never
going to
scrub
that out. Right.
I'm never going to touch your
mic. I'm like, you got to scrub that
out. I'm going to keep my hands on my mic.
Yeah, it's kind of like, dog. But, you know, that's the reason why you turn the camera a certain way. There's different angles, but you have to get all angles. So as a director, that's the position that I'm like, oh, man. And then you like, you know, the asshole is right there. You're like, dude, I smell you.
Before you started doing porn.
Uh-huh. What was your favorite position?
I mean, were you pretty... How was your
normal
sex life? Like, was it fairly, you know, you were screwing your high school boyfriend?
No, I only had
the entire football team.
Oh, no, I wasn't that slutty either. Okay. Like, I just had one boyfriend.
Oh, man, I thought you was the truth.
No. No, I had one boyfriend, you know, throughout my whole high school.
Oh, so you're
years.
A lover.
Yeah.
All my
relationships were, like, long distance.
You know what I call that? I call those good girls gone bad.
You know what? I was the same way. Yeah. I was the same way. I had one chick. You know, as me being, I don't want to say this, and, you know, me thinking that I'm all that. Uh-huh. But I was a basketball captain, track captain. So just like now in this industry, and I work with certain people, you know, you got one of the cool kids.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want the bullshit.
Yeah, so I was in a relationship. Like, I didn't want the bad rep or anything because I know everybody would talk.
Well, your rep is bad now.
I was the dirty old man since I was 10. Hey, baby, you want to get naked in front of my camera?
You want some candy?
Want to come in the dark room? I used to get girls in the dark room. All through high school. You want to come in the dark room?
How many girls did you... What was your favorite sex position in the dark room?
Just have her bend over. Don't fuck up the chemicals, please. Don't make a mess because it's really...
What do you mean? Don't make a mess. Don't fuck up the chemicals. Well, you shoot chemicals around.
That's just smells.
What's just smells?
I was always afraid to like spill some fixer developer on
what's
my penis.
What's just smell? The girls or the chemicals?
Both.
Both.
Okay, because you know... Like,
but you understand, like the dark... We had a really... Our dark room literally was... Like a quarter of the size of this. It was like this little counter with a sink.
A quarter of the size of my butthole.
Like it was really small. So you didn't have a lot of room to do much. Your butthole is like the size of fucking Phoenix.
Wait a minute. You're not talking about Phoenix, Marie.
Well, the city.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about that. There's lots of space in this motherfucker.
But like what I always laugh at is like position-wise, talking to girls all these years and stuff like that. It's funny how porn girls... I would say if I had to take a poll that I would say majority girls, I'd say 60% like missionary. I'd say another 20% like doggy. And then the other, what is that? Another 20% likes all sorts of random things. Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny is I'm in a random area. What really gets me off is that side position. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. When you put your leg up.
And the leg goes up.
Yeah.
Hold your leg and...
No. Well, you don't have to hold it.
Well, I choose to hold it.
I hold it. Okay. Because the thing is, I want you to enjoy this. So why would you hold it if I'm willing to hold it
for
you?
What if I enjoy holding my leg?
Why aren't you looking at me in my eyes when you're talking to me?
See,
like this
is why they're all fucking all difficult. You just can't win.
Right. She'd be like, let me hold the leg.
This is the point.
I want to hold the leg.
This is my favorite sex position is, you know what? How about a ball gag in your mouth?
Right.
So we don't have to hear you.
No.
Give me some duct tape while you're at it.
Exactly.
Favorite time to fuck a chick is the sleep creep. You get yours. By the time she wakes up, you're already going back to sleep. I done came. Now you got sticky cheeks if I didn't pull out fast enough. And it's back to sleep, you know. She'd be like, did we fuck last night?
What is this? Why am I so wet?
We didn't fuck. Bro, she's like, what is all this?
I think you just wet yourself.
Bitch, that is discharge. Discharging all over yourself.
So is there sex positions in your personal life that are different from your work life? Are they all the same?
No, I think it depends on the guy as well.
Okay. So, take an example of the guy's a celebrity named...
So-and-so.
So-and-so.
What position did he like? What position did celebrity...
He liked me on top. Well, he put me on top. Mm. Yeah, like, I am a sub, so, you know, I like to be told what to do, whether I like it or not. So.
Talking to the mic.
I like this girl.
Yeah.
I like a girl who just always say, just shut up and do what you're told. Yeah. Everything will be fine and you'll look great.
Nah, she's
lying. But it depends on the guy as well. Like, I'll do what a guy tells me to do if I feel like he's worthy enough.
Right.
You know? Like, I could only be a sub to some guys.
Yeah. So you're not a full sub then? You know what I mean?
You're just annoying.
To a certain extent.
What the fuck?
She's complicated.
Right.
Either be a sub or don't be a sub.
She don't know what the fuck she is.
It's like, I know, like, girls are always like, I'm a sub. I'm like, no, you're not. You sub is like, because you just, you question everything. You know, you're annoying, and that's not
That's called a bitch. I'm a sub. Nah, you're a full-fledged bitch, ho.
No.
She's a bitch, ho.
What'd you say?
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Now you're being a sub.
Exactly.
Thank you, Daddy.
That's why, through the years, I've always, like, as soon as a girl starts getting annoying, I'm like, okay, I think for the rest of the day, we're going to wear a ball gag.
I look great. A couple of those in your pictures.
A lot of them. And you can always, if you look at the picture, you see pictures with ball gags,
talking
you'll just know.
Too fucking much.
You'll be like, oh my gosh, she was annoying.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, another sex position I like is when I want to hump a chick's face. You know what I mean?
So hump my balls or throat on her chin. Fuck.
From.
No, I'm straddled over her face. You know what I'm saying? Like, say, for instance, you laying on your stomach and I'm straddled over your ass, that, you know. You're laying on your stomach, and I'm on top of you. From behind. So she turns around. She's laying on her back now, and I just scoot her down there where my dick is.
Okay.
And I just lay right all on her face.
But is her head here and the body that way, or the body's stop.
Her forehead is on my navel.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I'm just, I'm humping her face. That's the face hump.
Okay. That's like throat fucking.
Wasn't that a
you gotta brace yourself. The face hump, you laying down on the bitch.
Wait, wasn't that a hip hop song in like 84?
What? The Humpty Hump? Yeah. But it wasn't like the dance. But you know what I'm saying?
Is that I'm picturing.
Like you're laying up like this right here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just fucking your face, but I'm laying down on you, but you can't breathe. You get what I'm saying? It's called murder. Oh my God. It's called murder that throw. Murder throw, bitch. I just thought of a new sex position. What's that? Murder throw. Let me get some of that murder throw. What's that?
I'm
lay down.
I'm buying murderthrow.com before you even walk out the door.
Man, you know what? He's known for doing that shit. So the whole site is gonna be guys laying on girls' faces,
murder throating
with their arms limp, like it's murder throat.
Starring Tori Avano.
I'm all for it.
You want to do the murder throat?
I'm all for it.
Talk about you like every position. You won't survive the murder throat.
I haven't tried that one yet, so let's see how that goes.
You never had a man lay on your face?
Not lay on my face.
Shit, we gonna get this shit popping like, right now.
Do you ever eat a man's butthole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
You like man ass?
Yeah, I've ate Manuel's ass. I've ate Mike Adriano's ass.
Oh, shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you put your tongue in the asshole?
Yeah, if I know it's clean and they have a clean little butthole, then yeah.
No, but that shit can be deceiving. Because we're in your butt right now.
Uh-huh.
And we thought getting in this motherfucker, we would be cool. Shit is moving. This
we found some beans and rice.
Right. We've been floating around in this motherfucker. It's getting dark in here.
Let me gape a little for you to get some light. So
get some fresh air in here, please.
Before we hop out this motherfucker, where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Tori Avano. That's TORIAVANO.
And Instagram?
Tori Avano again.
Once more time.
Spell that.
Once more. All right, motherfuckers. You can find me at Twitter. Mind Freak. MIMEF. REAK, motherfucker, don't be looking at me like that. Find me, follow me, shoot me, just
do me.
No. I was gonna say just don't. You just don't murder my face. The murder hump. We out, bitches. Later.